20 WGN. I'm John Landecker. Yeah. A little higher quality. This is Count Basie doing the M Squad theme. 10 minutes after 9 at 720 WGN. And Edward McClellan, who is, we've had on before, a great writer, author, writer for Chicago Magazine, got a book out, but had an article entitled M Squad, the best Chicago TV show you've never seen. And I got to tell you, I've been sitting on this interview for so long. I'm so excited about it. I actually ordered the entire series on DVD. I've been reading the information and the article that you wrote, and I can't believe that this is not on television.
Yeah. Had you ever seen it before?
No.
Yeah, I was right. Best show you've never seen.
Never seen. Explain it.
Yeah, I checked them out from the library. So it ran from 1957 to 1960, and it was really, I guess, probably the first network TV show ever filmed in Chicago, and it starred Lee Marvin. You know, and usually Lee Marvin was cast as a villain, but, you know, here he was on the side of truth, justice, and the Chicago way. And the very first, I guess I can just read this from the beginning of the first episode, and I can't read it like Lee Marvin. Chicago, that's my town. It's no different than any other city, large or small. It's the second most populated area in the land and the hub of our country. It's where police departments kept busy. M Squad is a special section of the Chicago Police Department whose members can be assigned to any and all divisions from fraud to homicide. And so, you know, this was at sort of the peak of the noir era. So, you know, it's black and white, very gloomy black and white. You know, we just see a lot of Chicago that's just completely disappeared. I mean, this is probably the best visual representation. And this is interesting because I just finished rereading The Man with the Golden Arm, of the Chicago that Nelson Algren wrote about.
Right.
He wrote that book, The Neon Wilderness. And so we're seeing this all the time. We're seeing, you know, come-ons for liquor, cigarettes, and dancing, and signs for Meisterbrau, which was brewed in Chicago. And
sure.
So, I mean, the Meisterbrau was the old style of the 1950s. You know, it was brewed on North Avenue until 1965. So, you know, you've got all these plots about, you know, pimps and bookies and safecrackers and gun crazy bikers out for kicks and cash. And of course, you know, Lee Marvin, he's this tall guy with a menacing face, and he looks badder than any of the bad guys he's chasing around. So if you like hard boiled cop shows, if you like noir fiction, this is probably one of the best example of a TV show for that I've ever seen.
Now, this filmed here in Chicago from 1957 to 1960.
Right,
and
they filmed exteriors, and so you can see a lot of the Wrigley Building because that was probably the most picturesque skyscraper at the time. I saw him standing next to the Nathan Hale statue in front of the Tribune Tower, and he'd be walking toward the M Squad headquarters, which was actually a closed down police station at Racine and Superior, and it's been torn down since then to make way for the Kennedy.
Why is it not, you know, our company owns Antenna TV. Why isn't this show on television?
You know, I think it was on MeTV about 10 years ago, but it's not streaming anywhere. I got my copies from the Chicago Public Library. And, you know, it may be, you know, a little dated for modern sensibilities. There's none of this, you know. There's no moral ambiguity in here. You know, he's the good guy. Everyone else is the bad guy.
Right.
You know, he punches out a sailor who's about to sail on a ship to Toronto who killed somebody. He guns down anybody who even reaches for a sidearm. There's an episode called Dead or Alive, and this young lady reporter from a Northside newspaper criticizes him for declaring he wants a suspect dead or alive. And so he ends up rescuing the little bleeding heart from the criminal she's been trying to protect.
I'm going to play a real... Go ahead. No.
It's got the same sensibility as Dragnet, which, you know, some people find kind of campy these days.
Here's a short clip with Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I couldn't even, if I had my eyes closed, I could not identify his voice. Here we go.
Why didn't you tell me about that night watchman?
I didn't even know there was one.
But I asked you to check. A man's burned to death. Now, do you realize what that means?
Terrible accident.
Accident? In all these years, nothing like this has ever happened to me.
You know what they say. When you play with matches.
Yeah, when you play with matches. More about M Squad coming up on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, I know you're saying, now wait a minute. That's the theme for the Naked Gun stuff. That's right. And you're going to find out why I just played that. We're talking to Edward McClellan from, he had an article in Chicago Magazine called The Greatest M Squad, the Best Chicago TV Show You've Never Seen. And I said earlier that I was so pumped by this show, the way you described it, that I went online and to see if I could get to buy it.
Yeah, did you get this set?
Yeah, and there was a vast difference in price. Some people wanted $150, but Walmart had it for $57. So,
nice.
Yeah, I'm getting it in about 3 days, and I can't wait to watch this thing.
Oh, because you haven't even seen a full episode yet.
No, I've never seen it. It's just from your article, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds so cool.
Well, yeah, and that all throughout the show, you know, there's always this moody jazz score going on in the background. It just amplifies the 50s cool of the whole operation.
So, as I understand it from your article, and I want to get to why I played the Naked Gun theme in just a minute, but this filming of M Squad here in Chicago, they didn't ask for permits. They didn't block off the streets. They didn't do anything except, like, vigilante show up, shoot, and run away. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct because the mayor hated the show. The mayor and the police superintendent both hated the show. The police superintendent thought it just made Chicago look like 99% crime. And the mayor specifically objected to an episode that aired on January 30th, 1959, called The Jumper, and it was about a cop who kills one of his colleagues to prevent him from squealing about the corruption in the department. And that didn't just lead Mayor Daley to ban M Squad from the city. That led him to ban film and TV production from Chicago almost entirely for the next 20 years. I think the only thing he allowed was this John Wayne movie called Brannigan because he loved John Wayne. So, you know, that's why you just rarely see movies about Chicago from the 60s and 70s. And that ban pretty much lasted until Jane Byrne
invited the Blues Brothers.
And then in the 80s, all of a sudden, everybody was making a movie about Chicago because it had been this undiscovered city for the movies for such a long time.
I mean, now we've got Chicago.
Chicago Sewer, Chicago Fire.
Police.
Every time I see a manhole cover that says Chicago Sewer, I'm like, hey, there's Dick Wolf's next show.
When you were describing, when you were reading that segment from M Squad that Lee Marvin did, I could almost hear that Law and Order logo come in after your last line.
He was like one of the original, you know, he was one of the original cops. He was a loner with no life outside the law. You know, he said he was a bachelor living in a furnished flat. So he, you know, he was like, he was like Lenny Briscoe. He was like McGarrett. He was like Joe Friday.
What led you to this? What led you to, where did you get the inspiration?
I think it was because I watched the Naked Gun movies over a few months ago, and I was reading about the Naked Gun, and I read the Naked Gun was inspired by M Squad. So I said, well, what's this M Squad? So I looked it up, and it said, you know, it was a Chicago cop show from the 50s. And so I said, I got to see this. And
now,
you know, so I checked these out from the library, and they're fantastic.
The character's name in M Squad is
Frank Ballinger.
Yes, and the detective's name in Police Squad
is Frank Drebin.
Yes,
and the very first Police Squad episode was a shot-by-shot parody of an M-Squad episode called More Deadly, which is about a double murder at a currency exchange committed by a clerk, embezzling to pay your bookie. And on YouTube, there's a side-by-side comparison of the two shows.
Which just reinforces my baffled mind as to why this thing isn't on television somewhere. I mean, listen to this. This is Count Basie doing the theme from M-Squad. Come on, count it off. Come on, baby. Now that's the real M-Squad theme.
Yeah.
And now this is the Naked Gun theme. Here comes the Naked Gun theme. If I can get it. Here we go. I mean,
a total knockoff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What a great discovery. I mean, well, of course, the dialogue in Naked Gun's a bit different.
Right. But, I mean, you know, I'm sure Leslie Nielsen's deadpan delivery was based on, you know, Lee Marvin was totally no-nonsense.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
and he's always narrating the show, and I think Drebin was doing that, too.
For example,
Hector Savage from Detroit. Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember if it was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia.
You know, you also mentioned True Detective Magazine.
Right.
I hadn't thought about that in decades.
Well, you know, some of the stories were inspired by a real-life Chicago police captain named Frank Pape, who was head of the robbery division. And he was always getting written up in True Detective Magazine. And you know, you could see it was this era, the era of the, you know, the sort of the pulp detective novel.
Sure.
It was still going strong. You know, you see these covers, you can still find them in some places, you know, these covers with these, you know, busty, alluring women on them.
That's right.
You could buy them at the drugstore for 25 cents.
Yeah.
You know, this show basically, you know, brought a lot of that same, you know, those same stories and those same, that same sensibility to the screen.
Well, do you know the production company or the studio that made M-Squad?
I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to find out because...
All right, I think it was on CBS.
We've got to get this. Has got to come back on something with.
Yeah, you got to talk to. I mean, this would be perfect.
For Antenna
I guess it
TV.
Was on MeTV,
yeah.
MeTV or Antenna TV
Antenna,
or
yeah. Yeah.
the Decades Channel. You know,
right.
any one of these nostalgia channels. I think it would be a fantastic hit.
Let's talk about your book before we run out of time. Running for Home, a novel. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, it's the first novel I've ever written.
Really?
I've written 8 books, and this is the first novel. It's about a young high school cross country runner in a factory town in the early '80s, and it's sort of the tail end of the running boom and the beginning of the Rust Belt era. And he goes to school right across the street from an auto plant, as I did when I was in high school. And his dad works there, and the auto plant closes down, and you know his dad has to decide to. Whether to take the transfer to Tennessee, and he has to decide whether to, you know, go out of town and leave home to begin his running career. So I guess it's kind of talks about, you know, factory towns at the beginning of the, what you call the Rust Belt.
Is that where you grew up?
I grew up in Lansing, Michigan. Yeah.
No kidding. I'm from Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Okay. But Ann Arbor doesn't have any auto plants.
It sure doesn't.
we had a lot in Lansing.
And apparently it doesn't have a football team either these days. But, you know, that's another story.
Right.
Did you run? Were you?
I did. I wasn't a champion. But some of the action in the book takes place at the Arb, at the U, which, you know, you're from Ann Arbor. You would be able to recognize that.
The Arboretum used to have the absolute best sledding in the summer. a summer in the winter until somebody got killed running into a tree, and then they closed it
were
down.
They, were they life. Sledding on? They were, well, because I went to U of M for a couple of years, and we would go sled on trays.
Yeah,
we'd say we'd swipe trays from the cafeteria. we call it traying.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's a small world. Ted, thanks so much. To get the book, Amazon?
Amazon or Bottom Dog Press.
All right.
Either one.
Thanks
available
so much.
On both of them.
Thanks for being with us, Ted.
All right. Well, enjoy M Squad. I'm sure you will.
I'm gonna.